And now, for our feature presentation. Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind. Graphic Audio presents Vada's War by Elizabeth Moon. Book 5. Victory Conditions, Part 1. Narrated by Nanette Savard. With performances by Colleen Delaney, Sherry Simpson, Joe Brack, Christopher Sheeran, Elizabeth Jernigan, Jeff Allen, Lily Beacon, Jeff Baker, Andy Clements, Michael Glenn, Richard Rowan, Elliot Dash, Thomas Penny, Stephen Carpenter, David Coyne, James Konacek, Eric Messner, Ren Casey, James Lewis, Casey Platt, Dylan Lynch, Mort Shelby, Ken Jackson, Danny Gavigan, Drew Copus, Sonny Lasky, Terrence Aselford, Michael John Casey, and Scott McCormick.
Kai Vada glanced around the table at the captains crowded into her office. It still felt a little unreal, but here they were, all waiting for her to say something. Argelos and Pettigrew, there from the beginning. Yamini, who had been Argelos's military advisor, and who now captained the stealth observer they'd captured from the pirates. Ransom and Baskerville, the two surviving captains of Ransom's Rangers. Major Douglas of Mackensee Military Assistance Corporation, assigned as M-Mac's liaison to her. His assistant, Master Sergeant Callie Pitt, seemed quite at ease standing in a corner.
Our main problem, as I see it, is that we're always reacting to Turek. We don't know much about him, what his goals are, besides killing people and getting power. And we can't understand any of the transmissions we've overheard. We've got to find a way to get better intel.
Major Douglas smiled at Kai.
Mackenzie might share data with you if you don't mind me butting in.
I don't mind. Before we go into Jump, would you like to ask them about that?
You particularly want information about their language and any history anyone can dig up, is that right?
Oh, I wouldn't mind knowing where they are right now, where they're going next, and in what force.
If we knew that, we'd be hauling mass. All of us. And I can ask if any of our linguists know the language. You gave them copies of the transmissions, right?
I did, yes. And another thing. I know I need a staff structure. We talked about that before, but with over 40 ships to command, I need something now, before we get to Cascadia.
Think any of those privateers will give you trouble?
Kai was mildly amused that Argelos, a former privateer himself, no longer considered himself one of them.
I doubt it. Aunt Grace sent them. She'd have checked them out.
You don't just need a staff, you need a combat control center. You can't command 40 ships from the bridge on this ship. It's too crowded. And it doesn't have the right communications set up. Your shipboard ansibles are an incredible advance, but they can't do everything, and they're bulky.
My office...
isn't adequate.
Yamini nodded at Douglas.
I agree with Major Douglas. Running the additional communications cables in here would be next to impossible, and they must be shielded cables. You're talking over 40 ships now, and maybe more if the Moscow Confederation sent ships from Cascadia. That's a lot of equipment, not just for communications, but also for scan, if you're to have the data you need during a battle. I don't know how you'd get one in this ship. You'd have to practically rebuild it, I'd think. But then you've told us it needs serious work anyway.
On our ships, the CCC is built in when the hulls are laid. But I understand that some systems have modular CCCs that...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?